It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Kreshap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaff.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. At UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are dedicated to keeping you in the game. From sports injuries to joint replacement, they provide world-class care right here in Arkansas. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, I sit down with Jaden Johnson. Jaden Johnson is a junior in high school and remote learns so she can spend more time to practice the game of golf, which she has really grown to love and wants to make it a career someday. You're going to hear more about her and her remote learning and playing the game and what she loves about practicing the game as well, coming up in a matter of minutes. Remember, you can find From the Shortgrass presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine wherever you get your podcast, not just on terrestrial radio on 106.7 Buzz 2 and 103.7 The Buzz. You can find it on all podcast platforms. I'm back with Jaden Johnson after this. Stay with us.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassi 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's Justin Akre. If you're dealing with back or neck pain, the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health is here to help. Whether it's neurosurgery, orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, or pain management, their experts have you covered with the latest technology and minimally invasive techniques. They're focused on reducing your pain, improving mobility, and getting you back to doing what you love. Call 501-686-TOSH to set up an appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Jaden Johnson got to compete last year in the Ladies National Golf Association Amateur event at Hot Springs Country Club. She's also competed on the AJGA circuit and some Arkansas State Golf Association tournaments as well. She's a junior in high school and has big aspirations for her golf career. On the tee, Jaden Johnson. Jaden, thanks for joining me on From the Shortgrass. So tell me this, when did you first pick up a golf club and fall in love with the game?
So I first picked up a golf club at age 7, and, you know, it's been love ever since.
What was it about the game that you started loving?
I love everything about the game. I think being outside, being able to, you know, be out in nature, kind of walk through the courses, it's really a fun deal. There's not anything like it. There's no other sport where you can go and travel to your favorite places and then pick up a golf club and play and just see the nature around.
Yeah, part of it is the fact, too, that I guess when you're outside, I mean, you're with the elements.
Yeah.
So sometimes it might be rainy and windy and cold, and sometimes it might be nice and sunny and warm, and you get a good tan.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So who introduced you to the game?
So my dad introduced me to the game. He was a college golfer himself. He grew up playing, and he brought me to the course at a young age, gave me a few clubs, gave me a putter, and really just kind of walked with me through it.
And so I guess the fact that him playing the game, you wanted to be out there with him, and
yeah,
it just was fun, and you picked it up from that?
Yeah, so we would go out on the course. He would go and bring me while he was playing, and I'd, you know, go on the green, putt, just kind of like anyone else does. And then when I kind of reached a certain age, I started getting into lessons, and I really just liked it. So I started playing, and it was fun to go out with him. He'd be my caddy, or I'd play with him. I'd ride on the golf cart. So it was a fun time.
Who did you get lessons from? Who really started teaching you the game?
So there was a pro at our golf course, Leo DiMario, and I really enjoyed him. He doesn't teach anymore, but he was a really, really important part of my golf game. He kind of introduced me to some of my mentors that I use now, and I think he's a great guy.
Obviously, I mean, you want to make this into a career,
for sure.
I would assume.
Yes.
I mean, there's a long way to go here because you're still in high school.
Right. Yeah.
What's that like? I mean, I understand you're taking all of your courses online now and not in a classroom setting. So that affords you the opportunity to really practice on your game, I would think.
Yeah. So with being online, I've really kind of made myself and own my own, like, IMG Academy, some would say, or like a D1 golfer is now. So I, you know, I go to workouts. I structure my own workouts myself. I meal prep for myself. I do all my studies. Studies is pretty quickly. I can, you know, do that in 3 hours. So I get it done in the morning, and then I really spend all my time doing golf. So I'll play outside if I can, if the weather, and I mean, depending on the day here. And then I work out too in the afternoon and get to bed early and just wake up and do it all again the next day.
It seems like my kind of routine. I mean, if I could just work for 3 hours a day and then spend the rest of the time at the golf course, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it's a dream. I really enjoy it. I'm so glad that I can do it.
What do you really like about the game? What is what motivates you, what keeps you going, Jaden, about the game of golf?
Well, you know, I think everyone will say that one shot kind of keeps you going back. I think that it's fun to really push yourself. I think, you know, going through the game, there's so many things. It's like not everything's going to go right for you during the day. But you do, you have that one shot or you have that one putt that you really want to like mimic again. And so you just get out on the course and you practice it so many times. And you're like, man, I just want to do this. I want to keep doing this.
What are the strengths of your game?
I think I'm a really good short game. I'm really good at short game.
So you're good at the short game. You bunker play?
Oh, bunker's pretty fun. I enjoy the bunker. It's like the beach. I mean, I'm living at the beach while I'm in the middle of Central America. Yeah, I enjoy the bunker. I enjoy probably 50 yards and in. I feel like I'm pretty good at that. I can get pretty close. It's you know, a challenge for myself to see if I can get into the pin, you know?
Right. How about putting? I mean, for some people, it's tough. Obviously, you have to be able to read the greens well, and that takes time to understand correct?
Yeah. So it takes a lot to kind of read the greens. I go out. I mean, I try to play every day on the course. You know, I practice every day, but going out on the course, I think the more time you're on the course, the more time that you see the greens, the more that you're going to be able to, you know, see what a putt's going to do. I think putting is very, it's like you have to do it so many times to really get the feel for it. I think it's definitely something you have to practice every day or you're going to lose your feel for it.
Where do you like to practice? Where do you go play?
So I'm a member at the Hot Springs Country Club, and I do that as much as I can, you know, in the winter, but I'm also a member at the Swing Shop in Benton. So that's been an implement part of my life because I can go up for an hour and a half to 3 hours a day and really work on putting drills and work on dialing in all of my numbers.
Hot Springs Country Club. Barry Howard, Philip Holly.
Yes.
Two good guys there, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They've been fun.
I'm sure they, I mean, obviously, you being a member there and seeing you every day, they know you by name. They're like, well, there's Jaden. She's practicing again.
Yeah, they're fun. I talk to them every day.
What's your schedule like, though, for competition? And when did you know that you wanted to compete with the game of golf, not just play it for recreation?
So I played other sports growing up, too. I played basketball, volleyball. I was big into cross country. About ninth grade is when I kind of knew that I wanted to do this in college and I wanted to think about doing it for a career. So that's when I started playing in tournaments. I played high school golf in ninth grade. And then I decided to take, you know, to take it to the next level. Since I was a little bit late into the game, I went online. And so that's made me to where I can travel more for tournaments. So I travel, you know, to Florida. I travel to Georgia, to Tennessee, you know, all the surrounding states to play tournaments. Throughout the spring, it's pretty demanding. Summer's pretty demanding. I play in about 3 to 4 tournaments a month. Summer, it's more 4 to 5 tournaments a month, but it's really fun. There's nothing quite like competitive golf.
I was going to say, what's the level of competition when you go out? I mean, obviously the AJGA, that's the highest level you can get when it comes to junior golf.
Yeah.
But what's the competition level like out there?
So ASGA and AJGAs are the ones I play in the most. I also play in a few amateur events that I can get into. Competition's pretty difficult. I feel like it's kind of a myth that girls' golf is so easy. It's really kind of taken a step up within the past few years. There's a ton of competitors. It's hard to get a scholarship to a school. I feel like, you know, if you get top three, that's a big deal in competitive golf. So, yeah.
You talk about a golf college scholarship. Obviously, you would like to earn one of those at some point, receive one of those. What schools are you looking at and what schools are looking at you?
So right now I'm looking at University of Tennessee, Oklahoma State University, Southern Methodist University, a little bit at Alabama just because their facilities are great. Kind of hoping that's a far stretch, but I'm really hoping I can get into that. And then a few colleges in Florida, some like Florida International University or University of South Florida.
I was going to say, there's some pretty good golf courses in Florida.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
What some of the golf courses that you have played in some of your tournament rounds, what have been some of the highlights, I guess you could say, of the places you've gone?
Let's see. So I have gone to River Oaks, a place in Houston, Texas. That was a really prestigious course. It's really hard to get into, I think. And the just entering into the course, you know, they have a guard shack and you go through the gate and the clubhouse is beautiful. The course is beautiful. There's no one really on the course because it's just such a high level golf course. So I played at Champions Gate in Orlando, Florida a couple of weeks ago, and that was a really nice course. Really pretty. It's kind of like a Lynx golf course. I mean, when I went, the weather in Florida was super windy. It was like not your typical golf weather, but it was really fun. It was a challenging course to play, but I enjoyed it.
How does your game set up when the elements are tough? Like you just said, you know, wind. Does your game adapt to it?
I feel like my game adapts. I think that I really try to practice in those hard situations. I go out when it's windy. I try to, you know, fly it down a little bit. And so I think when I go into tournaments in the weather's not quite as good as it can be, I kind of rise to the occasion and I can kind of beat out some of my competitors because that's one of my good strengths.
I have to ask you this question. With your dad introducing you to the game of golf, have you beaten him yet?
Oh, I have. I don't know if he's ready to say that I have, but definitely.
What was that feeling like the first time you were able to do that?
You know, I feel like I've beat him on a few holes before, and that was, you know, kind of casual. But when I first beat him, it was pretty like, man, I'm really getting a feel for this game. It kind of just made me want to practice more and play more and beat all the other guys in my course.
Obviously, playing the game of golf introduces you to a whole new world of people that you interact with, come across. What's that been like? Because I understand that Rise Alexander. You know, she's going into the Arkansas State Golf Association Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah.
Longtime collegiate head coach. Mm-hmm. What has that interaction been like with her, getting to play the game and kind of pick her brain a little bit?
She's great. I really love her. Being able to play with her is really nice because, you know, you get the golfer mentality, you get the coach mentality, and then you just get a friend. And she's been really fun. She's kind of like a mentor to me. I'll go out on the course. She'll give me a few tips, and then we'll play in a competition. She's really a great person. I really enjoy her.
What has she said about your game?
She compliments it, and then she just gives me a few critiques, tells me, you know, you should practice on this, practice on that. And then, you know, we'll play against each other, and we'll just see who can get it for the day.
Jaden, if this player is on television playing, mm-hmm. you're going to stop and watch. Who is it?
Oh, let's see. You know, I love Nelly Korda.
What a swing.
Yeah, I mean, what a swing. There's nothing like it. And then Rose Zhang, I think she's great. I mean, she's a phenomenon. Just being able to do what she does has been amazing.
Yeah, she went to Stanford, NCAA champion.
Yeah, and then she won her LPGA debut. I mean, that's incredible.
Have you been up to Northwest Arkansas to see the LPGA Tour?
So I did. I went up to the, I think, what course?
Pinnacle.
Yeah, I went up to Pinnacle a few years ago, and I was able to watch that. That was really cool. I mean, just being able to kind of walk past the players, you know, see them, say hi, and watching them, you know, in their element, kind of playing the golf course more instead of playing their components, just trying to tackle the golf course.
When you were up there, could you see yourself in several years down the road being mm-hmm. inside the ropes? I mean, going to the range, doing all of that, talking with your caddy, and then walking through around and being on the LPGA Tour?
Oh, for sure. I think it's such a cool aspect. I think being able to play, to just play a game and play it at the professional level is such a cool experience. I think it's just a game, and I think even just being able to play at such a high level is so fun, and being able to have access to the caddies and to great golf courses and to everything that you experience with it is just really cool.
Obviously, the USGA at the U.S. Women's Open has brought the prize purses up significantly for women. How does that make you feel, knowing that it's going to be there in the future, that women golfers are going to be able to make significantly more than what those in the past have been able to make for playing the game and playing well?
You know, I think it's inspiring. I think of a lot of women golfers, you know, like Annika. I think she has really made the game into what it is today, and she continues to do so. She's such a big part of the game. She advocates for making the prizes bigger. I think it's just going to get more girls into golf, and I think it'll be, you know, something that I'm really looking forward to see.
If you make it to the LPGA Tour, is there one tournament that you want to win, that you definitely want to host the trophy?
That's a great question. You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think it would be great to win a Women's Open. I think that'd be amazing. But I don't, maybe the one here in Northwest Arkansas, just because that's where I'm from. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be neat. What aspirations do you have for your junior career before it is over?
So in my junior career, I've got a few years left. I really would like to play in the U.S. girls, and I would also like to play in the U.S. amateur. I've previously played in the junior PGA. That was in Hot Springs, and I hope to be back there this year. So I think that'll be super fun.
What will it take, do you think?
It's a lot of work. I think that, you know, when you think of girls golf, it's like, oh, it's pretty easy to get everything for girls golf, but it really is not. You go to these qualifiers, and you have to shoot under 70 most likely to get into this tournament. So figuring out the qualifier to go to, booking the trips, booking the travel, going there, making sure you're fueled right, making sure that you have taken the proper notes, you have a good caddy, and then just playing your best golf that day, because you never know. I mean, you hope to always play your best golf, but you don't know if you can rise to the occasion.
You talk about making sure you have the fuel right. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's diet.
Yeah, for sure.
What is your diet like?
So I prepare all my meals myself. I think it's really important to eat organic, whole foods. I kind of stay away from added sugar. I make myself a lot of things. I like to meal prep at the beginning of the week for my family and I. Cooking is probably my second favorite thing to do. It's like golf and then working out and then cooking. It's just all kind of my favorite thing. So,
what's your cheat food? Everybody has a cheat food. So what is it?
You know, I'm going to have to say Mexican food.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's amazing.
I would say Italian food. I mean, I love some good pizza and pasta. And man, I could go to town on that.
Yeah.
When you're on the road, how difficult is it to find good places to eat and stay healthy?
Yeah, it's really difficult to find places on the road. I have an app called Seed Oil Scout that I use, you know, to just kind of tell me what they're cooking their stuff in, what kind of ingredients they use. A lot of time we'll book an Airbnb so we can go grocery shopping and I can cook my own stuff because it's hard finding a place. I mean, I don't really want to eat Starbucks before I play my round. I don't want to eat anything else. I just like making myself a good balanced meal and having snacks that I eat on the course.
Obviously, it takes a good support system to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Your parents have been there and they've supported you through this.
Yeah.
What have they told you about this and not pressuring you to do it and to stay with it? I mean, they haven't pressured you at all, have they?
No, they've been great. Obviously, my dad wanted me to play golf. He introduced me to the game. And then I just kind of started playing other sports. I played basketball. He really supported me in basketball. He made sure that I got the best practice I needed. He made sure of all of that. And then I think he was really happy when I picked up a golf club again in ninth grade. He made sure not to pressure me into playing the sport. He was just going out there for fun. He wanted to make sure that I enjoyed it and that I was only there to have fun. They've really supported me. They make sure that I have access to the best coaches and that I can really kind of prove myself to be out there. So I think it's really important to have such a great support system.
You talked about basketball. Mm-hmm. What was it about the game that you liked about it?
You know, I think I just like the competitiveness. I like the fast-pacedness. I really enjoyed it. I mean, I played it from like third grade to seventh grade. And then I went on a trip and I played golf on this trip. And it just was a turning point in my life. I was like, man, to be outside, to be playing in these conditions versus to be in a loud gym playing basketball, it's just there's no comparison. So,
do you play a little pickup every now and then?
You know, I have a basketball court or I have a net at home a little bit, but it's not, I don't really play anymore.
You'd rather hit golf balls.
Yeah, I'd rather just go out to the course and use that time.
I can understand that. No doubt about that. If you could play with someone right now who's on the LPGA Tour or even the PGA Tour, who would it be?
I think if I were to play with someone, I would choose Justin Thomas. I think he's a great inspiration. He's had some struggles. He's also had a lot of wins. And I think just the way he keeps pushing to play better golf is just incredible, and I would love to pick his brain about that.
Best score you've ever shot?
Well, on nine holes, I shot 30, and that was pretty cool.
Where was that?
That was at the country club. I had a bogey on the last hole to shoot 30, and it was funny, but it was a lot of fun. I was like, man, wow, this is incredible.
So let's see, if you shot 30 and you made a bogey on the last hole, that's seven birdies?
Yeah, seven, right, okay.
Or an eagle thrown in there?
Yeah, I had one eagle. And then I chipped in for birdie once, and then I just made all of their birdies.
You talk about the short game. I mean, chipping in, I mean, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
It kind of helps out the stats, too, when you chip in, right?
For sure, yeah. Lowers down those putts.
All right, how far can you hit the golf ball off the tee?
Off the tee, I can carry it about 230, depending on rollout. You know, it goes to 250, 260.
Depending on how the course is. And
yeah,
weather.
In the winter, it's not so great, but... Yeah, in the hot summer, it really gets rolling out there.
Especially when the course gets hard and it gets baked by the sun, you can really get some roll. Especially at Hot Springs Country Club, then you hit one of those down slopes and it just goes forever.
Yeah.
What side do you like at Hot Springs Country Club, the park or the Arlington?
You know, I really like the Arlington. I think it challenges me the most. I end up playing the best on the Arlington because I'm having to use my strategy. I'm really having to know where to place the ball, what side of the green to hit on. it's not, you know, just hitting the ball at the fairways, not the greens. You're really just having to pick where you want to hit it.
No doubt about it. I mean, that course, it's not very long,
mm-mm,
but it can really wreck your round really quick if you hit it in the wrong spots.
Yeah, for sure.
I think of number three. I mean, number one's a tough starting hole.
Yeah.
But then two's a little short par three, and they can put the hole location in some difficult spots on that green.
Yeah.
But then you get to three. If you don't hit it far enough, mm-hmm, straight enough to get the slope,
yeah,
you're down there by the rocks and the trees, and it's punch out city, right?
Yeah, three is difficult. Three has been one that I've never been able to master until probably this past year. And when I step away with a birdie on that hole, I mean, it feels like I'm on top of the world. It feels like an eagle or anything like it.
And then I don't like 13. They just need to blow that one up and redo it because it's too long, and then an uphill green, and the slope of that green is just ridiculous.
Yeah, so when I play on that hole and I can hit the green, I'm just celebrating with that.
I would too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I haven't hit that green enough in my time playing it.
Yeah.
But that it's a fantastic golf course, and I think that Hot Springs is lucky to have those. And then, of course, you got the Village there as well. I'm sure you can get over there and play if you want.
Yeah.
When you look at where you are right now in your life, mm-hmm, with finishing up your junior year of high school, your senior year of high school, do you miss out on the interaction with friends at school because of your dedication to this?
I wouldn't say I miss out on interaction because I travel so much to go to these golf tournaments that I found friends at golf tournaments. I think when you travel so much and go to such high level events, you're kind of seeing the same people each time you go. So I've really been able to make relationships with the same people. And, you know, we play in practice rounds together. We hope to play in the real round together. And I've just made some great friends through that.
Best golf course you've ever played?
I would have to say Chambers Bay. That was a really, really cool course.
Out in Seattle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was it like?
You know, it was great. It was windy and cold. I mean, you just got the perfect experience being out there.
All right. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play a round of golf with, who would it be?
Okay. I'm going to go me, my dad, Tiger Woods, and Arnold Palmer.
Be a pretty good foursome.
Yeah, I'd have to say so too.
I think your dad would have a lot of questions for Tiger and
Mr. Palmer. Yeah, many questions.
Well, good luck, and we're going to keep following your career.
Perfect. I would love to.
Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own, to seize opportunity, to anticipate rather than react, to deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world, and to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassiz 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
It's Justin Akre. If you're dealing with back or neck pain, the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health is here to help. Whether it's neurosurgery, orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, or pain management, their experts have you covered with the latest technology and minimally invasive techniques. They're focused on reducing your pain, improving mobility, and getting you back to doing what you love. Call 501-686-TOSH to set up an appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
That's all the time for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I want to thank Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Find them on the web, bphotels.com. Matthew Allen and Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. Remember, when you find your ball marker on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.